Hello, everybody. My name is Caleb Ellison, and welcome back to, once again, another episode of Observational Banter. Observational Banter is all about me. I get to talk about what I've been going through lately, what am I looking forward to in the near future, and all fun things such like that. The date of this recording is November 26th, 2023, and it's currently 8:05 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got all that out of the way. I hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know I'm going to be talking about mine in this episode. And yeah, just what a wild week this was, for sure. No doubt about it. Can't wait to get into it right now. So when it comes to the week itself, there's actually not much to say. Most of my classes, well, my Monday class was canceled because, you know, my professor didn't want to host it. He used the excuse of, oh, you have an exam to do, which we did. It was an online exam, but, you know, he gave us Monday class time to do it type thing. So nothing really happening on Monday. Besides the exam, I can talk about that. So pretty simple, online, multiple choice, 40 questions, you get an hour to do it. I don't know if it was 40 questions, but whatever, an hour regardless. But here's what's messed up about it, is one of the questions, it was pretty much like it was four choices, except for this one question where it was five, but it was one sentence from a choice split into two. It was very obnoxious. So it was like, oh, option A. I'm not gonna explain the whole picture for you guys, but that's literally what it was. It was the question, you know, answer split into two different choices, answer. And it was like, because you can tell it was the continuation of the same sentence, because it was literally like an apostrophe that was beginning the beginning of the answer choice. So I took a screenshot of the question just so I have proof of it and be like, hey, you know, what was I supposed to do in this situation? You're kind of messing me up here. But I think that was the only hiccup for the entire test when it came to formatting issues. Other than that, got an 88%, which is funny because I got an 88% on the last time I took an online exam for that class. So, excuse me, at least I'm consistent. What can I say? Now we're moving on to Tuesday. Tuesday is where things get really wild. Because back at wrestling practice, I actually had a practice match. It's my first match in a while regarding of, you know, performance or practice, the first match. And it was all right. I mean, could have gone better, could have gone worse type thing. It was good to actually just get back in the groove of being in a match again, kind of getting some of the ring rust off because I know it's been a while since I've had a match, stuff like that. Yeah, definitely some things to learn from it, but overall, you know, didn't embarrass myself. At least I don't think so. That's not how I feel. Like, I know what I have to learn. It's not like I left totally defeated. So, it's alright. We're getting there. You know, we're good. Now we're moving on to Wednesday, and it's officially Thanksgiving break. So, no classes, no nothing. What I was doing pretty much all week was working on homework and papers I have to do, because one of my online classes was a very annoying assignment where they gave us like a hypothetical event that was like, hey, if you ran the social media pages for this sports team, how would you promote this week-long event that takes place in the middle of the season? What types of posts would you do? Why would you do those posts? What's the audience you're trying to reach with that post? XYZ, etc., etc. Just tedious and annoying. Like, that's all that class is, the one I'm talking about. It's just nothing but tedious and annoying. Great two words to describe it. But yeah, I mean, I did turn it in on time. Did I really complete it to the best of my abilities? I'd like to think so, given, number one, given the rubric that I had, and number two, the amount of care and effort I was willing to give. I think I did a pretty good job on it. And like I said, it was on time. That was really the most important thing about it. But yeah, outside of that, nothing really else happened on Wednesday. Well, just kidding. That's a lie. How could I forget? Wednesday night. So, you know, Penguin City Brewery. Some of my friends are out. They're saying, hey, Caleb, you should come out. I'm like, all right, if you say so. Didn't really do anything too crazy. Kind of, you know, stood in a really long line and then got in. And then we were going, they were playing, the DJ was really good. He's playing some bangers in there. You already know, I've incorporated the swerve dance into my Jeff Hardys. So, really, I am just an an ace on the dance board. But now we're moving on to Thursday. That's Thanksgiving Day. So, I did not go home for Thanksgiving. Stayed in the area. But it was all right, you know? Even though I didn't get any groceries for an actual Thanksgiving, and I was home alone all week because my roommate went back home, it was nice. I went over to Bob Evans, had myself a Thanksgiving meal there, had it around like 2 p.m., so not a proper dinner, but still I ate. So yeah, I'm really expanding, you know, my food palette here. Not only did I have turkey, I had turkey with gravy and not ketchup. So I know, I'm getting just really, really out there. But yeah, like I said, I had turkey.
What?
I had mashed potatoes.
What?
I had green beans.
What?
I had rolls.
What?
I had corn.
What?
I had pumpkin pie.
What?
And that's the bottom line. But with the rolls though, because I was too lazy to actually put butter on the, you know, in the roll or on it itself, I just had them dry. It was nice. It was a good time. And, you know, I'm really glad I did have my Thanksgiving as early as I did, because it gave me plenty of time to come back home and watch the entirety of the Washington Commanders game. These Washington Commanders. You know what happened? I mean, they're making steps. I know on Friday they released Jack Del Rio, so, you know, we're getting a start. But yeah, I feel like I've made this comparison before, this analogy, if you will. Because, you know, being a Baltimore Orioles fan, I get a lot of questions of, why aren't you a Ravens fan if you already like one Baltimore team? You know, I mean, I just grew up a Washington fan. That's kind of just what I was around. But like I said, I think I've made this analogy before, and in case I haven't, get ready to listen to it. But the Baltimore Ravens are like a stepdad, you know? They're new, they're young, they're fresh, they're cool, they have fun toys. Everyone else likes them, you know, they have a really just, everything about them is just really fun and exciting and cool. And Washington is like your dad. You know, he tries his best to make you happy, and every once in a while, he'll do something really cool. But at the same time, it's just old, distant, out of the way, out of touch. You know, you still love him. He's your dad, and you would do anything to just go back to how it used to be. And that's really the comparison between the two teams, you know? But yeah, I mean, maybe next year. I think next year is going to be a good year for the Commanders. And if not, then, you know, the year after that. Maybe the year after that. Probably the year after that. And I'm not sure about the year after that, though. But yeah, that's pretty much all that happened on Thursday. Nothing else really of note. Now we're moving on to Friday, and Friday is a really big day because it's show day. It's Hell on Earth 18 for AIW. We got some great stuff happening over here. Big day, big show, everything about it. So we get to stay, get the day started off as we would with any other show day, making our way up to the venue with all of the production stuff. And, well, the day starts before we even get to the venue, because for breakfast, I have, as I always do for show days, caramel crazed signature latte, plain bagel, veggie cream cheese, and then I was going to get one old-fashioned donut and then one sour cream donut for Charles Van. But when I asked, they said they didn't have any sour cream donuts, so I said, okay, fine, two old-fashioned donuts, and I ate both of them, with the bagel and the coffee, everything. It was good. It was very good. Chase Oliver is my favorite person to ride in the car with, and just in general talk about fitness and dieting and kind of stuff like that. Because I just kind of eat whatever I want, and I don't really have a real plan to it, and I don't really care, you know, the effects of it and everything like that. And so he's watching me eat this old-fashioned donut, and he's like, oh, what you got there? And I was like, you know, the donut. I was going to get a sour cream donut, but, you know, if you guys saw his tweet, you know, Chase Oliver, I'm not sure how big of a fan he is on sour cream donuts. And so I'm like, yeah, I got an old-fashioned donut. And he's like, oh, okay, what's in it? And I was like, I don't know, it's just dough. So he takes a look at it, and he's like, no frosting, like no jelly on the inside, nothing. What are you doing? gosh, it's so good. It's really good. But anyway, we get to the venue. The ring and stuff isn't quite set up yet. We get there just about the same time as the ring gets there and everything like that. So the stage is getting set up. The ring is getting set up. We're getting stuff plugged in. We're ready to go. But we're running into a little bit of a problem. So last time we were in the Force Sports Arena, it was for Gauntlet for the Gold back in May, I want to say. And if you guys remember, the hard cam setup for that show, it was typically like where it normally is, you know, kind of to stage right, if you will. So if you're looking at the ring as you come out the curtain, hard cams to the right. But I kind of noticed, and I've heard people say it, that as you're watching, like if any of the fans are standing up and people are selling down on the floor or on the ring, on the mat, whatever, you can't really see the wrestlers. And then also just with the angle of the camera shot and kind of where it's lined up with the ring, you have like an entire third, probably two-fifths of the screen, it's just a blank white wall. That's the background. So I want to try and fix that up, get something new in there, figure it out. And so we come up with the solution to have hard cam face the stage. So at least, you know, we're still getting like AIW. There's that branding that's in the background. When it comes to positioning of the ring, it looks a little better. I wish it was like a little bit higher, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. We're only working with what we have. But yeah, I thought it honestly looked really good. Like you were able to see everything pretty clearly. I kind of like just the look of it, of shooting at the stage and everything like that. Especially with the big ramp that we use for Force Sports, kind of seeing the wrestlers come down, walking down the aisle. It's really cool. But yeah, you know, we're doing good getting that set up. But what we were not doing good in is our audio board. For whatever reason, the little power supply cable for it just did not feel like working. And so we were going to go to our backup little hardware that we use. But, you know, me, Ronald Two Legs, EVP of audio, we decided to step up. We're going to figure this out. And so I took note of kind of the input voltage required for the audio board that we used, took a picture of it, went over to Micro Center. Micro Center was packed. Everyone's looking for some Black Friday deals. I find the power supply that we need. Two Legs gets, I think, an HDMI cable that he needs. And, you know, I was really looking at all the power supplies that they had because I did not want to mess this up. And so I'm looking, some employee comes over, it's like, hey, how can I help you? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm looking for this little thing for our audio board. This is the voltage that says it needs. I'm just making sure I get something that would properly accommodate. And he just grabs something off the wall, and it's like, yeah, this will probably do. I'm like, all right, thanks, I appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, mind if I, you know, put a little sticker on it to show that someone helped you out with it today? So I hope he got a nice little associate commission based off helping me out. And miraculously, it did work. So yeah, I'm glad I was able to pick out the correct product. Hopefully it stays intact and stays usable. But that was kind of all the pre-show shenanigans. Once the show got started rocking and rolling, everything kind of went according to plan. We got pre-match promos done, you know, quickly. Post-match promos were recorded. I'm sure they will be released soon. You know, everything's just, it's going good. I really do feel like production-wise, it was directed really well top to bottom. The show opened, went off without a hitch. Matches flowed one after the other. Really good matches from the top of the card to the bottom. Hot opener with a four-way tag. Fonzie doing a dive off the top rope. You gotta see it for yourself. Watch the replay right now on Fight. I'm not sure. Probably the Black Friday deal is over now, so I hope you were able to cash in on the Fight Black Friday deal. But if not, I mean, less than $10 a month for all types of combat sports, streaming, on demand, whatever you got, it's on there. Join over on Fight. So yeah, talk about that hot opener. We got title matches up and down the card. The co-main event of the AI debut of Kenta. Sorry, AIW debut of Kenta versus Dominic Guarini. Great match. I mean, it was just really good. You know, for me, kind of just like as still a wrestling student standpoint, they really made the bumps important and they made each bump matter. And I thought that was really well done in this match. And then, yeah, we had our main event of Derek Dillinger versus Isaiah Broner. You know, I'm not going to say spoilers. I'm sure, you know, the match results are out there. But you got to do yourself a favor and just watch the show on Fight. Really good stuff. Everybody that had a hand in it did an amazing job. Everyone knocked it out of the park. Everyone was on their A game, it felt like. Yeah, just really good matches. The storytelling was really good in the night. Everything about it, we were there, we delivered, built to last, all of it. And that was pretty much all that was said on Friday. Got home around 2 a.m., went straight to bed, because Saturday was a big day for me. As you know, Saturday night's All Right, AEW in Collision. Went over to see, check that out. We got Rampage, a live Rampage before that, Collision, some Ring of Honor action afterwards. Fun night in Pittsburgh, you know, before the show. Went to some noodle place for dinner, got milkshakes for dessert. They had an exchange store right across the street from the milkshake place, official sponsor of AIW The Exchange. So walked in there, didn't get anything, just wanted to look around, check stuff out. And then yeah, good show overall. I had a good time. I know something really big in wrestling happened Saturday night, and I'm really glad I was there to, you know, experience it. Tracy Williams versus Big Shoddy Lee Johnson in a dark match before Rampage. Good stuff, good stuff. I couldn't believe I was there to see it. I really think that was like it when it came to stuff that happened on Saturday. Nothing really else really coming to mind. Now we're moving on to Sunday. That's today. And Sunday was just a really nice nothing day for me. I worked on my capstone project a little bit, but that was really it. I still have a lot of work to do on that. It's just, I don't know where to start with half of it, but we're going to get there. You know, I think one half of it is just actually doing it. And then when it comes to the paper itself for this capstone project, just finding somewhere to start. And then hopefully everything just kind of flows from there. But yeah, that's all I got for this week. I know, pretty long episode. We haven't even gotten into the voicemails yet. Hope you guys are ready for that. Give me a second to cue them up. Don't go anywhere. All right, now it's time to get into the voicemail box. If you'd like to leave a message at the Observational Voicemail Line, you can do so by calling 330-333-2005. Please play my theme song.
Whose phone is ringing?
Mine, mine.
Whose phone is ringing?
Mine, it's mine.
Whose phone is ringing?
Mine, mine. My phone. My phone.
Man, if you guys thought the main part of this episode was long, get ready for the voicemails. But, I mean, I say it like it's a bad thing. It's always a good thing, especially when you have best friend of the show, Jake Lemons.
Observational banner.
Hello there.
This is best friend of the show, referee Jake Lemons.
Thanks, straight.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Even though it is currently Monday, I believe November 20th.
Sure.
It is currently 5:05 in the PM. I have just gotten done shopping for some last minute holiday menu items.
All right.
As well as some menu items for the game on Saturday.
Saturday.
The Ohio State Buckeyes versus the team up north. It is rivalry week. I'm not sure who Youngstown State's rival is. You can probably inform me of that now.
Duquesne, South Dakota, Murray State, all of them.
All right. But I'm calling because I missed last week, even though I said I was going to call. Got a little busy. Went to the Buckeye game on Saturday against Minnesota.
It's all good.
Which was a fun, cold, but fun. And as I'm listening to 2 weeks ago's episode, I believe it would be, I heard Observational Mother call in.
She did. It happened.
And she said, more or less, that my quarterback, Mr. Unlimited, Chef Russ, Russell Wilson, is dead.
Well,
more or less. Now, the Broncos played last night against the Minnesota Vikings.
They played tonight, too.
And Chef Russ cooked it up in that 2-minute drill, hit Cortland Sutton with an Olympic high jump touchdown, touchdown to take the lead. And then Joshua Dobbs, who stinks. I'm sorry. But if you've played for a quarter of the teams in the league already, and you haven't gotten a second contract other than your rookie contract, you stink. Bleep that well. Out. You stink. He's fine. Joshua Dobbs is fine in a pinch. He ain't that guy, pal. Trust me. He's not that guy.
Not that guy.
But the Broncos are on a four-game winning streak. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four-game winning streak. And developing story, Mr. Unlimited is back. Russ is back. All the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Defense is looking great. A completely different team than the team that played against Miami in week three. People love to bring that up. People love to bring that up that we're in week three. I'm coming up on my 3 minutes here, so I will call you again here. But, you know.
Wow, that was great timing. He couldn't get that last sentence out, but he knew. That internal clock is something you can't teach. You can only get by experience. That's amazing. All right, well, let's just get straight into it. Let's cue up the second voicemail here.
Look at that. Unbelievable. What timing. I know. So,
crazy.
They just built a Chick-fil-A by my wife and I's apartment, and I just drove past, and it smells just like Chick-fil-A. Ugh.
Who would have thought?
Incredible. ADHD really kicking my ass right now. But
it happens.
People
happens
love to bring up that week three victory by the Dolphins against the Broncos. They're one of the best offenses in the NFL. But the NFL is a week-by-week sport.
That's true.
You know, you never know what's going to happen. Broncos started out 0-3. Now we're 500, I believe.
Not bad.
I can't remember as I'm driving at the moment, responsibly, hands-free.
Of course.
But people love to bring that up. And, you know, we can't live in week three. We can only live in the present. And we look forward to this weekend when the Broncos play the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they do. That's tonight.
I've spoken with your trainer, Bone Collector, Dominic Guarini. He said he will not be talking any this week.
Oh.
And you know what? I'm going to take that same route. Psych! The Browns have won, what, 4 playoff games in 20 years? DTR better not even look. He better not even look in the direction of Patrick Surtain or Justin Simmons. Patrick Surtain has been locked down all season. You think Amari Cooper or Elijah Moore? Elijah Moore had one touchdown catch.
Right.
Zach Wilson stinks. He just got benched for Tim Boyle. Yeah. But Broncos win. I'll say 23-17?
Hmm.
No. 23-12.
No. Wow.
23-12. 23-12, yeah. We're going to go with that. 23-12 Broncos. You know, the winning streak keeps on going. Mr. Unlimited is all the way back. And Broncos playoff run looking real good right now, you know. Haven't had this much hope since the no-fly zone with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a roller coaster of emotions as a Bronco fan. Ups and downs and ups and downs. But, my goodness, observational mother, I need to hammer this home. Chef Russ, Mr. Unlimited, is all the way back. Queen Sierra was at the game looking good last night. You know, her and Russ are having another child. So congratulations to them. Let's clap it up for,
clap it up is right. Yeah, you were really close on the Browns Broncos score. I just pulled it up. So you were right. The Browns scored 12 points, but you underestimated your Broncos. They scored 29. 29-12 Broncos victory. That score got me. So, you know, just really, we're making waves out here. But yeah, I think I'm really excited to get into this third voicemail. I think maybe you're going to hype up Chef Russ a little bit more. you know, take some shots at my mom a little bit more. Whatever you got for me, let's hear it. Let's go.
Nobody cuts me off, Caleb. Not in the parking lot of Kroger and not on the voicemail.
Everybody gets one.
But I will be seeing you this Friday at Hell on Earth. I assume you will be doing some production duties.
I did.
I'm not sure if you will be producing or if you will be supervising. Either way, looking forward to seeing you this week, Friday, Hell on Earth, AIWrestling.com for tickets. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if you will be traveling home or if your family will be traveling to you. If they do, Observational Mother and I will be having a word at Hell on Earth about Mr. Unlimited. Go Broncos. Go Buckeyes. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, see you later.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you know, no traveling from anybody. My family stayed home. I stayed up here. It is what it is. But yeah, dude, thanks for calling in. You gave me lots of great content. Glad that your Broncos won. Sorry about the Ohio State game. It happens, though. It is what it is. But that's all I've got in the inbox today. If you'd like to leave a message of your own at the Observational Voicemail Line, you can do so by calling 330-333-2005. I'd like to thank bensound.com for letting me use their music in the intro. And just, man, you know, what an episode this was. Kind of long, a longer episode than most. But we got Thanksgiving covered. We got Hell on Earth covered. We got lots of things we had to cover. And the season finale will be coming up here shortly. Let's see. Finals week is the week of December 13th? The 12th. December 11th. That week. Yeah. That'll be finals week for me. So the episode on the 18th will be the season finale for season 5. And then season 6 will debut on probably January 8th, maybe the 15th, but probably the 8th. So mark your calendars for that. Season 5 coming to an end soon. And for the song outro this week, I don't know if this was ever in any video game. It's just a song that kind of gives me some nostalgia for this group project that I did my freshman year. Long story, don't ask why, but everything is average nowadays from the Kaiser Chiefs, and I'll see you next time on Observational Banter.